his work above them. Knows him in the bonsai man. The most important thing in life ain't money, and it sure ain't his wife. It's a long cold night with the bonsai man. It ain't that he's small in his stocking feet, he's almost 6 feet tall. Deep inside, he hasn't grown. He figures passion's rap is overblown. His responses are always canned. He thinks that life is anything but grand. The epitome of bland, the bonsai man. He don't vote in any election. At the restaurant, he'll take any selection. No rejection from the bonsai man. He goes through the motions at home and work. His reaction's always just knee-jerk. Even when he's in a throng, it always seems he don't belong. He gives new meaning to sore thumb, and some folks think he must be dumb. His face just stays deadpan, the bonsai man. There's no rapport with him, so you can just ignore in him what you can't understand. Like what the reasons are for his hall of gloom, and why he's locked himself inside this tomb. Ask his opinion of world affairs, all you'll get is a blank stare. He don't care, he's a bonsai man. This removed, he used to think there was lots to prove. But when his angel puppy died, something snapped deep inside. Now he just visits life with neither love nor hate, peace nor strife. His emotion's just a sham, the bonsai man. A sapient door jam, the bonsai man. He's a bonsai man. Just a bonsai man. That's what he am. He's just a bonsai man.